الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وحبيب رب العالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين الميامين. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah to raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad and to protect his nation from that which he fears for it. Dear brothers and sisters, Ayah 281 of Surah Al-Baqarah means, "And fear a day to come when you will be resurrected and judged by Allah. Then, based on one's deeds in this life, one will be either rewarded or punished, and they will never be wronged." Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never waste your time in acts of disobedience, for the successful one is indeed the one who does not engage in worldly pleasures throughout his life. Rather, he enlightens his grave with righteous deeds before being admitted to it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one of his hadiths, told of a beneficial trait and praised the one who adopts it, self-restraint. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said that the strong man is not the one who has the bodily strength to knock down others. Rather, it is the one who has the strength and the ability to exercise self-restraint when angry. Ayah, verse 153 of Surah Al-Baqarah means, "Strengthen yourselves through patience and prayer, and know that Allah Ta'ala supports those of you who are patient." Patience is among the obligations of the heart. It is of three kinds. Patience in performing the obligations, which is forcing oneself to perform the obligations such as praying on time, fasting the month of Ramadan, attending the circles of knowledge to learn the Islamic obligatory knowledge among other obligations, despite being drawn against doing them. The second type, patience in avoiding what is sinful. It is restraining oneself from committing the sins. It takes a lot of effort to stop oneself from committing the unlawful, like leaving out the prayer, drinking alcohol, stealing, among other unlawful matters. It is in one's nature to lean in the direction of laziness and easy coming pleasures, even if they are unlawful. The third type, patience in facing hardships and calamities. It is being patient, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what bothers one, such as pain, hardship, poverty, sadness, or other afflictions that befall the person in this life. This world is a place of calamities, tests, and a workplace for the hereafter, while the hereafter is a place for judgment. This type of patience is performed when one does not act or talk in a way that reflects impatience or objection to Allah's will. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, be patient when calamities fall upon you, and know that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Goodness from Allah awaits those believers who are stricken with calamities." That is, Allah Ta'ala inflicts on the Muslim many hardships to redeem him from his sins and to raise his rank. Listen to this story, dear brothers and sisters, about one of the Salihin, God-fearing slaves, whose hands and legs were amputated. This man was also blind and suffered from a disease known as gangrene. It affects the limbs, causing the decay of body tissue due to insufficient blood supply. As a result, the affected limb blackens and requires amputation. This pious man was extremely poor, and one day wasps started eating off his head while he lay on the street helplessly and patiently. As we mentioned earlier, he had no hands, so he was unable to push the wasps away, and he had no legs. He was also unable to flee from wasps' attacks. Some people who passed him by were captivated by what they saw and said, "Subhanallah, how much can this man take?" Upon hearing them, the man made the following response and said, "Praise be to Allah, who filled my heart with fear and respect to Him, who enabled my tongue regularly praising of Him, and who gave me body patience in suffering calamities received from Him. O Allah, if calamities were to be poured on me, it would not but add to my love to You. This is the measure of real men. This is the measure of the Salihin. This is how the seekers of the hereafter behave. They are the ones who love and fear their Creator, Allah, and fulfill their duties towards Him. O Allah, we ask You to make us among those patient people, and Allah Ta'ala knows best."